Christmas is just a couple of days away, this Sunday. And in view of the festivities ahead, we thought of hearing from Bangladesh's new Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, the Archbishop of Dhaka. He's one of the 17 new cardinals that Pope Francis created during a ceremony in the Vatican on November the 19th. The selection, as well as the creation of Archbishop D. Rosario as cardinal by Pope Francis, is indeed historic. The 73-year-old Holy Cross prelate is not only Bangladesh's first cardinal, but is also the first cardinal from among the Bengali-speaking people on either side of divided Bengal, inhabiting Bangladesh and India's West Bengal state. Cardinal D. Rosario earlier served as Bishop of Rajshahi from 1990 to 95, and then Bishop of Chittagong from 95 to 2010, when Pope Benedict XVI appointed him coadjutor Archbishop of Dhaka. He became the Archbishop of Dhaka the following year. We called Cardinal D. Rosario on his mobile phone in Dhaka to know about his new status and also to give us a message for Christmas. We first asked him about how he regards his cardinalate.
Actually, the appointment, I have not taken this as a personal honor, but in the beginning it was really difficult for me to understand what it is. After a while, and I could feel that it has a meaning when I see the Holy Father wanted to universalize the church and also wanted to go to the periphery of the world to choose some of the cardinals. And secondly, also, I feel this is an expression the Holy Father has given regarding the church of the poor and church for the poor. And this poor is not simply materially poor, but the poor in spirit. And that means in Bangladesh, we have poor people, but at the same time, we have also evangelical values lived by the poor people. So that's the kind of recognition I got. And thirdly, I also felt that this is really a gift to the little flock that we have, the Christian community. And this is a kind of confirmation of their faith and also their mission, which is, you know, working as the salt of the earth in the nation of Bangladesh.
Your Eminence, was it from the news that you came to know that you were chosen, or you were consulted before by the Pope before he made the final announcement of the new cardinals on October the 9th?
Altogether, up to now, I received 3 appointments from the Holy Father when I was made the Bishop of Rajshahi, Bishop of Chittagong, and Bishop of Dhaka, and I knew about a week ago that it was coming. But this one was completely unknown, no indication at all, no consultation. Actually, you know, all the people came to know 1.5 hours before me. I finished the Mass and I was coming to the sacristy, and I heard it from the mouth of a babe, a girl of 10 or 12 years old, telling me, "Congratulations." I said, "Why?" So you don't know, you are made cardinal. So that's how the news came to me. Yes.
Your Eminence, you received this honor in a country that is overwhelmingly Muslim. How have the other religious communities and the political leaders of the nation received you, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists?
No, I was really stunned by the rejoicing and the appreciation that I hear from the people of other religions. And they were really thrilled, and they felt it is a big honor given to the country and a big achievement for the nation. And the same sentiments have been expressed by the president of the country when I visited him, and also the prime minister, who expressed her joy in saying that you have brought a big honor for the country, a big achievement. So we are proud of you and all. So I was really stunned to see that the Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, you know, they were so happy. And the rush of the different TV channels that came to interview me also expressing the same wonderment, joy that the country is honored.
Christmas is around the corner, and you must be really overworked with your pastoral duties with this important Christian festival coming around. And also with your new post, you must be busy with the media and people calling you everywhere. Now, we would like to have a thought from you in the light of the developments in the world this year, including in Bangladesh, such as the rise of terrorism, fundamentalism, migration, trafficking, as well as environmental degradation. Do you still see there is a genuine reason to be joyful during Christmas, despite all that is taking place, especially in Syria?
I think joy of Christmas is ongoing thing, and it has been experienced by the people for the last 2,000 years. And our joy of Christmas does not always depend on the events created by human beings or events which are natural. So joy of Christmas, true joy of Christmas, of course, it cannot be celebrated always. And I can feel with the country, with the people having all these difficulties in Syria, terrorism in different places, refugees and migrant people and all these things. So surely it is a hard time for them. But I think the joy of Christmas is really the faith that God walks with them. God is with them. God is Emmanuel. And that experience, surely will bring some joy, some hope, and faith. So I think in that deeper level, joy of Christmas will be there. And we also pray that those people who are in difficult situations may also experience in the hopeless situation the hope of the coming of the Lord in one way or the other in their lives and also in the situation where they live.
What would be your message, Eminence, as a representative of the Catholic Church in Bangladesh for the worldwide Catholic Church during this Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, the Christmas message that I have given to the people of the country here and also the church is the theme or is the message that the Holy Father said, the love in the family is the joy of the church. So I see that love in the family is also the joy of Christmas. And it really means that God comes to love the people and in the family. Family of Nazareth he came. And same way he continues to come to the families. And then God's dwelling, his presence and his love surely inspire all family members in their love, in the conjugal love and parental love, filial love, the fraternal love, and that joy will be a reality to all with the love in the family. So on behalf of the Catholic faithful in Bangladesh, I'd like to wish to the Vatican Radio the joy and happiness to all the people of the world, and also a happy new year to all.
That was the Christmas message of Cardinal Patrick de Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new kings born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, they see a bright new star. Then hear a choir of angels sing, music seems to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. They find no place to lay the child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new king's born today, and man will...
The Christmas message of Cardinal Patrick de Rosario of Bangladesh was brought to you in The Background, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.